Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet and Tours.
I came here to study.
To work. To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet in Two Worlds.
Esto es Con los Pies en Dos Mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet in Two Worlds.
The nation's toughest law against undocumented immigrants is in Alabama. Now the state is seeing an influx of visitors, people coming from around the country to oppose the law. I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. Among those visiting Alabama to show their opposition to the state's new immigration law are Democratic members of Congress from several different states. We'll hear from one of them in a few minutes. But first, on Tuesday, a group of immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally held a civil disobedience protest at the Alabama State Capitol in Montgomery. Most of the protesters are part of the Dreamer movement. They're young people who were brought to the U.S. at an early age and only discovered later on that they're here illegally. They take their name from the DREAM Act, a proposed federal law that would offer them a path to legal status. Feet in Two Worlds reporter Ashwini Anbarajan spoke to one of the organizers of the protest in Alabama, Muhammad Abdullahi of the National Immigrant Youth Alliance. Speaking on Thursday, she asked Abdullahi about the protesters who had been arrested and then released by authorities.
Muhammad, can you briefly describe the civil disobedience that took place on Tuesday? Who was participating and what were you trying to achieve?
Yeah, the civil disobedience action that took place on Tuesday involved undocumented youth along with parents, and it was sort of to work with the community and, like I said, to show them that, you know, if they come together and they organize, they can have a voice. And so what happened was there was several youth and parents that delivered a letter to Senator Beeson, who's one of the sponsors of the bill, sort of asking him to tone down his rhetoric and having him recognize, you know, the great contribution that immigrants have for this not only the state but for this country. And they were just, you know, simply asking him for a response, and so everybody waited to receive that response from him, and in the process, instead of offering a response, folks were arrested. There was a total of 13 participants. One of them was a minor. She's actually a high school student in high school here in Alabama. She was released the day of the action on Tuesday to her parents. The remaining participants, there was four parents along with eight youth. They were all released today. There's actually two folks still in county jail that are in the process of being released. But normally, you know, folks wouldn't be released after a day or two. Normally, they would be on their way to an immigration detention center in Louisiana right now.
Right. So let me interrupt you there and ask you, because DHS has issued new guidelines on deporting immigrants, and they've said that they're going to step back a little bit and they're going to focus on high-level criminals and they're not going to focus on DREAM Act eligible youth or other people that have strong family ties in the United States. So do you think that you've really achieved your goal with this civil disobedience because there is no real risk of deportation?
You know, regardless of what the administration or really any administration says, long before, you know, SB 1070 came out, HB 56, HB 87, all these laws, you know, essentially the policies that consist of the laws have been happening. You know, police are pulling people over at checkpoints, driving without a license. So all of these things have already been happening for a very, very long time in our communities. So these announcements really change nothing. You know, we're seeing families constantly being put into deportation all the time, and so these are just, it's just more words.
I would love to actually speak to one of the parents that was arrested, if you wouldn't mind putting them on the phone.
Let me pass the phone on to Martin, who's right here, who can speak to you more.
Okay, my name is Martin Unzueta. I am parent from undocumented students.
Martin, this is a pretty big risk for you. You're from Chicago. You came all the way with your child. Why do this? What were you trying to achieve?
You know, because we are tired about the immigration system, an immigration system that is broken for many, many, many years ago, an immigration system that doesn't recognize the big opportunity that this country can have with the legalization of the new immigration here in the United States.
Were you scared? Did you think you were going to be deported? Were you going to ready to give up your life in the United States?
Of course. This is something that you don't know what is going to happen. You know, we were ready. We were expecting that ICE get to us and put us in process of deportation. That is the risk.
How old is your child? Do you have a son or daughter? Or
24. One of my daughters is 24. She is here with me.
I'm now going to speak with Jaime Limon Guzman. Hi, is this Jaime?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Mexico.
Okay. And where in the United States do you live?
Oregon.
Okay. So you've come a very long way, Jaime. You've come all the way from Oregon to get arrested in Alabama. Can you tell me why did you do that?
Well, primarily for many reasons, but the first one is because being undocumented, growing up as undocumented, you grew up in the fear, you know, grew up in the fear for standing up for our rights and our dignity.
Did one of your parents come down here with you?
No, but I'm a parent as well.
You're a parent as well, so you have a child. And I have to ask you, were you pretty scared that you might never see your child again if you were to go into deportation hearings?
Well, I mean, you know, like I was mentioning before, you always live in this kind of fear, you know. You always know that there's something that can happen. In terms of this action, I wasn't afraid because, I knew that I had the support from my community. I knew that I had support from people who I work with. And that they were not gonna, you know, they were gonna support us and put a fight, you know. The worst thing that can happen is me going back to my home country, where eventually, I can sustain, I can support my family, I can be with my family. So, to me, it was mostly, not really as much as fear. No, in terms of not seeing my daughter, and it was mostly because, I know that I had to support. A community that once we get organized, once we make this, statement public, there was going to be some, support from the community. So, yeah.
Do you think the state of Alabama is paying attention? Do you think you made a difference?
Yes. Among our community, I mean, there was members of the community. There were parents. There were youth. There were children at the action. They were there. So I know that, of course, we wish to see the whole state of Alabama be there, but eventually, I know that this is the beginning. Obviously, yes, there's a lot of attention from elected officials to even, immigration. They know that we're here. They know that we are undocumented, but they were too afraid to get involved. So, yeah, we know we made a difference. We made a stand, and we accomplished what we were here for, to let our community to not have any more fear, especially if we come together and we organize together. And then also that, the public officials that, the ones we also organize, they can't do anything to us. So, they notice how much power we have and how much our voice also counts. So we made a difference.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Jaime Limon Guzman, one of the 13 protesters who were arrested and subsequently released in Montgomery, Alabama this week. He spoke with Feet in Two Worlds' Ashwini Anbarajan. Like Limon, all of those arrested are undocumented immigrants who were at the state capitol in Montgomery to protest Alabama's stringent new immigration law. On Monday, some 10 members of Congress, all Democrats from around the country, will hold a hearing at the Alabama State Capitol to highlight their opposition to the law. It was enacted earlier this year by Alabama's Republican-controlled legislature and signed by Republican Governor Robert Bentley. Representative Yvette Clark expects to be part of the congressional delegation. She represents a district in Brooklyn, New York. Congresswoman Clark, welcome to the Feet in Two Worlds podcast.
Well, thank you for having me, John.
Now, could Congress have any impact on the Alabama state law or any other state laws that are targeting undocumented immigrants?
Well, the impact that Congress can have, quite frankly, is to pass a comprehensive immigration reform. We don't have any jurisdiction over these state legislatures, but what we do have jurisdiction over is national immigration policy. And for too long now, we've dragged our feet on really confronting what is currently a broken immigration system and, you know, renewing it, retooling it for the 21st century. And I really believe that's what's required at this time.
Now, Alabama's governor, Robert Bentley, said in a recent interview something very similar to what you just said, that the federal government has not done its job in reforming the nation's immigration system, and that's why Alabama stepped in. So if we're seeing agreement on that point on all parts of the political spectrum, why is nothing happening?
Well, it's very easy for the governor to use that as sort of a red herring for such a very mean-spirited and draconian law that has been passed in Alabama. The reality is that his colleagues in the legislative body here in Congress have not made this a priority and pretty much have held the belief that until we have our borders 100% secured with, I would imagine, National Guard at along the length of the border, they're not going to take up the legislation.
Congresswoman Clark, what's your feeling about the undocumented students and in some cases their parents who are revealing their status in civil disobedience demonstrations, even this week at the Alabama State Capitol? Do you support them?
Yeah, I do. And I think those of us who have the franchise in this country have to stand by them. They are extremely vulnerable. And they've revealed that vulnerability in the hope that it will inspire others to step up and to do what's right. It's a challenge. Certainly, these individuals are really putting themselves in harm's way, but they see it as a good cause. They see it as an important cause. And so I support their protest. And I hope that we can all galvanize around them so that the support that they need is there and that no harm comes to them as a result of their civil disobedience.
Congresswoman Clark, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you this final question, which is you represent a district in Brooklyn that has a large African-American population and a large immigrant population. And it's tempting to draw parallels between the actions of the undocumented immigrants in Alabama who are revealing their status in civil disobedience and the battle against Jim Crow laws in the 60s in the South, in the civil rights movement. Do you think that that is a valid comparison?
I will put it to you this way. There are some similarities in that we're talking about human dignity here. We're also talking about a nation that was built by immigrants for immigrants. And it's very easy to talk about native immigrant populations, if you will, or the original immigrant populations, many of whom in the African-American community were brought to this nation through the institution of slavery. And the lack of acknowledgement of their humanity for centuries in this country. It's very easy to draw that parallel. But let me also state to you that I'm one of those African Americans, if you will, who have feet in two worlds, and Black people are not monolithic.
Right, because you're an immigrant as well as a Black person.
Exactly. My parents came from the island nation of Jamaica. I happen to have been born in the United States, but understand what it is to be raised in an immigrant household. And there are many people just like me across this nation. So there are many ways that we draw parallels, that we build our empathy for the challenge of the modern-day immigrant who may be undocumented in the United States. and who really want to make it right with this nation and have the capacity to do so, would like to be able to add their talent and expertise in the way that immigrant communities have historically in this nation, but have met with the resistance of individuals who, you know, for whatever their motives may be, are aligning themselves against these individuals. And I find it so interesting that particularly in a state like Alabama, where there is a heavy reliance on the migrant worker, that there would not be an acknowledgement of the value that immigrants play in every sphere of our lives.
Well, Congresswoman Yvette Clark, I want to thank you very much for speaking with us on the Feet in Two Worlds podcast.
Well, thank you so much, John, and thank you for the service you're providing by educating our listening public.
Yvette Clark represents New York's 11th Congressional District. Feet in Two Worlds podcasts are produced by Jocelyn Gonzalez and Sarah Kate Kramer. Our engineer is Chad Bernhardt at the studios of the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. Thanks for listening. I'm John Rudolph.
Feet in Two Worlds is supported by the New York Community Trust and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, with additional support from the Mertz Gilmore Foundation, the Cyrus Fund, and WNYC, New York Public Radio. This program was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV. Feet in Two Worlds brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio and the web. We are a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. You can support this podcast by going to news.feetintoworlds.org and clicking Help Support FI2W.